This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Daddy, tell me the story of how when you were little, they didn't let you play video games on takeoff and landing on an airplane. The Federal Aviation Authority has just announced that we'll be able to use personal electronic devices all the way through our plane trips. That is the plan. In reality, at least on most airlines, it can take a little while. Dan Weissman has the story.
Airlines will have to prove to the FAA that their planes can stand up to the challenge of passengers reading e-books and playing Angry Birds during takeoff. Delta and JetBlue said yesterday they'd submitted plans to the FAA, and American hopes to get theirs in today. We asked FAA Administrator Michael Huerta how long till they get the green light.
It really depends on how complete the plan is.
By year's end was as specific as he'd get. So what happens when people show up today or tomorrow expecting to play Words with Friends from gate to gate? Are we going to be seeing a lot of Alec Baldwin situations? Probably not. Andrew Thomas wrote the book on air rage. His title? Air Rage. He says most of us are ready to act like sheep.
And you know, you're just told to sit there and shut up and listen to orders, whether you like it or not. You just got to sit there and take it.
The big exceptions: the mentally ill, the intoxicated, CEOs, and celebrities, folks who think the rules don't apply to them.
You know, when a flight attendant who's making not much more than minimum wage tells them that they got to do something, they're not able to deal with it very well.
The rest of us will wait our turn. Or pretend to. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.